Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm honored to be on. I'm just trying to get as much done as I can. I've been so busy. I'm sorry that I couldn't do it at 5. I had, like, a meeting in the morning, and I, like, knocked out since I got home.
I understand, man. You like your dad, man. You're all over the place, man.
Oh, I'm just grinding, man, for real.
Man, you dig it. You're growing up on me, man. I remember you little, man, on the show, man. You're growing up on me, man. You're getting big, man. How old are you now, man?
I'm 14.
Man, you're getting up there, Dave. Man, you're going to be having your license soon, like Angela and all, you're gonna, like, like the big brother, man.
Yep, 2 years.
Time flies by, man. Also, before we talk about the show, is it coming back, or you guys can come back and let us see some more, or what?
We're not even sure yet, so.
Nice. Okay.
The time comes, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm reading, I remember you speaking about when doing a show that you were going to start your little clothing line with Pharrell. How's that coming along?
So basically, Pharrell mentors me in fashion. It's not, the line isn't with him, but he mentors me, and, you know, he supports me, gives me advice and whatnot. Still, after, like, what has it been, like 2 years maybe? But, yeah, basically my line comes out next year.
Okay.
Back to school next year. I've been working on it a lot. So yeah, it's coming.
Okay. Now you're making it for just guys or girls too?
I think right now it's gonna be based on guys.
Just guys. Okay. And and you want me to model some of them? Like, you know, with some print for you? You want me to model some?
Hey, give me a call and I'll let you know.
That's me, women. I come in with, like, with the middle sized brothers, you know, between fat and skinny.
All right, I got you.
I'm in between there, so you know, you gotta hook me up. I'm proud of you, man. Though you're 14, you're doing all of this, man. You sound like me, man, when I was 14 years old, man. But you know, hey, I landed here at radio. But another question, man. You're doing an album, man. Now you're following in Martin's footsteps, man. You're doing an album, man. Wow, who told, man? Tell me about this, man. Your album. Tell me all about that.
Oh, my mixtape. Yeah. I mean, what do you want me to exactly tell? Because there's a lot to tell. Like, what exactly?
First off, like, I mean, who told Diggy he could be a rapper? And you know, then. To Mayor, I mean, like, who said, okay, I want to put out a mixtape?
Diggy said put out a mixtape, and no one told me to start rapping.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically, like, I've been rapping. People think this is new, you know. First off, a lot of people think this is new to me. And I've been rapping since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And then I, you know, people, like, you know, I was young, so people used to write my rhymes, relation, you know.
Right.
And... you know, I kind of stopped rapping when I was like 10. And then this summer, I had like a lot to express. And because, you know, music isn't something I'm just like, oh, you know, it's cool to do. No. Like, my music is an expression of me. And each song that you hear is something I went through. Or, you know, I have a story to tell through, you know, everything that I go through and everything that I'm doing. And so in the summer, I was just making tracks. You know, I was just writing, making tracks on GarageBand off of my laptop. No microphone, no nothing. Just basically, like, getting instrumentals from, you know, like, normal industry instrumentals and doing them right off my laptop by myself. And I put out this remix to Asher Roth's song, She Don't Want a Man, and I put it out, and it got really good feedback. And, you know, on, like, YouTube and whatever. And so my friend, a good friend of mine, Young Jerz, he was like, yo, you know, that's crazy. He was like, so what are you going to do next? And I was like, man, I don't even know. He's like, you're going to do a mixtape, this, you're going to show it to your dad, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, you know, a mixtape sounds amazing. And so when I first do something, it's like, you know, I get on it, like, ASAP. But I took a very different approach than you see a lot of kids do these days. You know, I didn't go to my dad. I didn't go to my uncle. You know, I'm really independent with this, you know, with this music thing. Like, I'm doing it all on my own, all by myself. The internet is really, you know, like pushing this, you know, it's getting me buzz. And, you know, through my Twitter.com/Diggy Simmons and my blog, Life of the Jet Setter, and, you know, all of that, and, you know, these music blogs as well that are posting my stuff and posting my mixtape. And so basically, that day that he was like, you should do a mixtape or something, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. So I, like, took to my blog almost like that night without even having anything ready. And I was just so excited for the idea because I felt like, you know, I had everything running through my head like, yeah, this is going to be a great idea. You know, I was going to do this, this, and that for me. Now I just, like, took to my blog and I wrote it, November 24th.
That is amazing.
It's not that I didn't know what I was getting into. I knew what I was getting into, but I didn't know, you know, I just thought, you know, I've been in the studio before when I was younger, when I was, you know, when I was 5 and whatnot. So I just knew, you know, how, you know, recording tracks would be whatever. But, I mean, I didn't know how, not time-consuming it would be, but November 24th came rolling around, and I was like, ugh, I'm going to have to push this date back, November 27th.
Right.
And it got to the point where, like, you know, I worked super hard. I was working, like, the last 3 weeks of that tape, I was up till, like, you know, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., writing, you know, just trying to get everything done, get everything mixed, because I was doing this on my own, and I worked with 3 producers, good friends of mine, Black the Beast, Nico, and Young Jerz. And, you know, they basically, that's kind of, my producers were like, I wouldn't say my team, but yeah, I guess my team, because those are the people that knew what I was capable of when everybody else was like, he's going to be whack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was kind of like, that was those, they held me down. And Nico, he's a rapper as well. He's really doing his thing. MTV Germany just named him, like, you know, like the future of hip-hop. And, you know, he's really doing his thing. And he, you know, got me out to all these music blog sites. And I kind of created a relationship with Mike Wax at Ill Roots, which presented my tape. And the rest is history. I worked super hard on it. And now it's just getting the feedback that it is.
Right. Oh, congratulations on everything. I heard of Nico before. I don't know if I met him, but it sounds familiar. I think I met up with him before. I didn't hear you say that you didn't give me a call and say, Tim, I want you on my mixtape, or you didn't ask me to do it.
Oh, man, I didn't even know you rap, man.
I know I don't rap, but I mean, you know how R&B and rap blends in together so well that it just sounds.
Oh, so you sing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I feel you.
Yeah, I'm not here to promote, but my album comes out on my birthday in about another 2 weeks, so. Definitely be on the lookout for that. I'm gonna send you a free copy.
All right, I'll be on the lookout.
Definitely. Now you come from a musical background, of course, from your dad and Uncle Russell, you know, starting the Def Jam thing. I'm pretty sure your dad and mom are very proud of what you've accomplished so far, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely proud. You know, especially the independence thing. They're proud of it, you know, as well. Because especially a kid at my age.
Right.
You know, and to have the resources like my uncles and my dad and not take to them is almost like dumb, you could say.
Right,
but at the
right.
same time, it's not. You know, it's like a gift and a curse. And the curse is that people think you're going to take to it, so you lose respect right off the bat. That's the curse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the gift is, of course, having it.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm a type of person that likes to do things on my own when I believe in myself.
Well, that's a good thing, Dave. And if it's okay to ask, how's mom and dad doing?
They're good.
They're good? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The clothing line, I'm ready to blast this thing. I heard it earlier when they sent it over to me. It sounds great, man. I heard it earlier. It's great, great, man. I heard you being homeschooled now, so I know you miss your friends at school, you know, when you were actually going to school. I know you missed them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Dick, do you got time for me to play the single for everybody? I want you to introduce it. Do you got time for me to play the single and I'll come back and talk to you, or you don't got time?
Oh, I have time, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce this single for me, your single, and I want you to stay tight for me for a few minutes while I play it, okay?
All right.
All right, so go ahead and choose for me, Dick.
Which one do you want to play? Because there's, like, two different songs.
Point to Prove.
You want to do Point to Prove? All right, cool. So, this is a single off of my mixtape, The First Flight, called Point to Prove. You know they said I was born with a gold spoon in my mouth, right? Well, actually, it was platinum. But the real point is, I didn't plan on this type of life. I didn't ask for this, honestly. But something I can't plan on is wanting to be myself. Yeah, and I already know what you expect. Now let me tell you what you don't get. You probably see me in a fast lane, flash frame. Now let me check, you already know my last name. You probably see me on TV, life's so easy. But what is it even like to be me? People jumping to conclusions, my own name is what I'm proving. My independent movement, no illusion. This isn't nothing new, been rapping since the age of five. Sitting in the basement in Queens in 1999. I'm writing my own rhymes. Even though my dad's one you never seen, like Jordan Duncan for a son. So just cause I'm backseat driven, don't mean I'm not driven. Trying to make a living, best in rapping in my division. Because they slipping, this title is what I'm tripping. I'm giving y'all something
cause
different.
Cause I got a point to prove. And for all the naysayers, it's choice for you. And for all the non-believers, I'm spitting the truth. And I like these little dudes, I'm picking my tune. So how can I lose? I got a point to prove. And for all the naysayers, it's choice for you. And for all the non-believers, I'm spitting the truth. And I like these little dudes, I'm picking my tune. So how can I lose? I got no
I bet you wanna see about it. Half a hundred comments about why I ain't the hottest and how I ain't modest. At least I ain't so rabid. That be talking about the violence and nonsense of any age, old school or novice. And you know I got this, and they can't stop it. Andy Miller knocking, so retarded. Never wanna use my dad's name as a crutch, so I'm here to prove a point without him, my Uncle Russ. Don't get me wrong, I ain't got a problem with the legacy. I'm just trying to do recreate my own credibility. You know them haters probably say your daddy made a phone call, but he probably hearing this the same time as all y'all. The boy nigga is a young dope kidder, bringing in the currency and he is a real sitter. They sitting at the keyboard, bashing him on Twitter. Got to be like, girl, send you pictures from my sisters. Whoa, I bet you had the wrong assumption. Probably thought I would be whack, rapping about nothing. Yeah, I'm just a youngin' that make your moves in. Yeah, I know.
Alright, Dick, if you could explain to me, so explain the concept behind this track right here, Point to Prove.
The content behind Point to Prove, basically everything we were just talking about. Like, it's really like everything's in the lyrics. You know what I was talking about, like, this isn't gonna get done for me, to, you know, just all of that, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I heard you go all the tracks, it's 12 tracks on the mixtape, right?
What do you say?
It's 12 tracks on the mixtape?
Yeah, 12 tracks in the bone.
Okay, and did you write and produce the whole thing?
I wrote every last line you heard come out of my mouth, and producing, like the beats, that was made by, Black the Beast, Nico, and Young Jerz.
Okay, I know you got the clothing line comes out next year, but you got the mixtape. Well, what else is next for Diggy?
Next for Diggy, just keep pushing and just going hard at everything I aspire to do. You know, that's just the next step. I mean, that's all we can really do.
Now, I know your dad and Uncle Russ were in the music, but besides them, do you have anyone that influenced you to do music personally?
That influenced me to do music. I have influence in like hip hop, like favorite rapper.
Okay. Anyone in particular, or just?
That influenced me really. I mean, to start rapping again, it was just like everything around me that was going on. You know what I'm saying? That's what really influenced me.
Okay.
Everything that was happening.
Okay, Dick. All right, Dick, I'm not going to keep you, man. I'll keep you up too late. But I want you to tell my listeners where they go, how they got to get this mixtape. Why don't you give up your website so they can find out more information about you, listen to your music, you know, find out what you're doing.
Oh, where they can find it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys can find my mixtape at twitter.com/Diggy_Simmons or on datpiff.com, illroots.com, and lifeofthejetsetter.com.
Okay. Do you have a MySpace, Diggy?
No, I don't.
No MySpace? Okay. Your MySpace. So you got a Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah, Twitter, yeah.
Okay. No Facebook?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. All right. Dick, I want you to give your shout out, Dick. Okay, you got anyone you want to shout out? Or are you going to thank?
Anyone I want to shout out? I guess my family. And, you know, as I said, everyone that hold me down from the start, because I have a lot of people that, people that I personally know that didn't believe in me at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now they do, because they didn't know.
All that's how it usually happens is this crazy business out of your Dig. But I'm pretty sure you'll succeed, and I wish you personally much continued success, Dig. And I'll definitely want you back on doing a birthday special that I'm going to have on the show, because my birthday's coming up pretty soon. So I definitely want you to call back into the show, you know, wishing you happy birthday. I really, really, really appreciate that. So I'm definitely going to set that up now with your people. But Dig, if you can, before you go, I have two more things I want you to do for me. I want you, if you can, or you want to give me a little something, you want to freestyle a little bit for my listeners, or you can't do it?
I have to go, actually, right now.
Okay, all right. All right, Dig, I appreciate you, Dig, all right? Come on the show,
yeah.
All right?
Thank you. No problem at all.
All right, thank you so much, Dig.
Thank you.
Thank you to Diggy for coming on the show. Diggy Simmons, son of Marvin and Ron, is the founder of one of the founders of the group Run DMC. Just to support this show, make sure you go to the website that he mentioned and support his mixtape. He's a very, very young man. His whole line coming out next year, so let's support him. Here's his single, Point to Prove, which, you know, I'm going to play it again. Here's his single, Point to Prove. Check it out.
You know they said I was born with a gold spoon in my mouth, right? Well, actually, it was platinum. But the real point is, I didn't plan on this type of life. I didn't ask for this, honestly. But something I can't plan on is wanting to feed myself. Yeah, and I already know what you expect. Now let me tell you what you gon' get. You probably see me in the fast lane, flash frame. Now let me guess, you already know my last name. You probably seen me on TV, life's so easy, but what is it even like to be me? People jumping to conclusions, my own name is what I'm proving. My independent movement, no illusion. This isn't nothing new, been rapping since the age of 5. Sitting in the basement of Queens in 1999, I'm writing my own rhymes. Even though my dad's running, never seen Mike Jordan dunking for the sun, huh? So just cause I'm backseat driven, don't mean I'm not driven, trying to make a living. Special rapping in my division because they flipping. This title is what I'm tripping, I'm giving y'all something
cause
different.
I got a point to prove, and for all the naysayers, it's only for you. And for all the not the losers, I'm spitting the truth. And I like these little dudes, I'm picking my tools. So how can I lose? I got a point to prove. And for all the naysayers, it's only for you. And for all the not the losers, I'm spitting the truth. And I like these little dudes, I'm picking my tools. So how can I lose? I got no
more. I bet you wanna see about a 500 comments. The power ain't the hottest and how I ain't modest. At least I ain't so rabid that be talking about some violence and nonsense of any age, old school or novice. And you know I got this, and they can't stop this. Andy Miller knock this, flow so retarded. Never wanna use my dad's name as a crutch, so I'm here to prove a point without him, my Uncle Russ. Don't get me wrong, I ain't got a problem with the legacy. I'm just trying to do me, create my own credibility. You know them haters probably say your daddy made a phone call, but he's probably hearing this the same time as all y'all. The boy Nigga is a young dope kidder, bringing in the currency and he is a real sitter. They sitting at the keyboard bashing him on Twitter. Got to be like, girl, sending pictures from my sisters. Whoa, I bet you had the wrong assumption. Probably thought I would be whack rapping about nothing. Yeah, I'm just a youngin' that's making moves in. Yeah, I know that I had a point to prove.
Cause I got a point to prove. And for all the naysayers, it's only for you. And for all the non-believers, I'm spitting the truth. And I like these little dudes, I'm picking my tools. So how can I lose? I got a point to prove. And for all the naysayers, it's only for you. And for all the non-believers, I'm spitting the truth. And I like these little dudes, I'm picking my tools. So how can I lose? I got a point to prove.
To Biggie Simmons for coming on the show. You can catch him on episodes of Runt House, the repeats, you know, on MTV. I think MTV2, you can catch the repeats of Runt House, or, you know, catch him on his blog, his Twitter. Check him out. Another thing I want to add is that that whole family, Simmons family, is doing such great things, such positive things, from JoJo to Reverend Run to Justine. She has a jewelry line out. Make sure you support the whole family. Such a brilliant family. I watch them on TV each and every time that I possibly could. I never guess Asher. Run's house actually, sometime when Asher airs, but the orchestra repeats. So shout out to them, man. Shout out to Biggie Simmons for just taking time out to come on the show and talk with me and for coming on, period. So, Diggy, much love to you, man, and much continued success with everything, and good luck with everything that you're doing, man. Good luck with it, man. Have a few more minutes left into the show. I want to thank everybody for just continuing to support the show, for listening and tuning in, you know, when you do. Thank you so much. Let me jump into some Mr. Donnell Jones, who I love this artist. You know, he's one of my musical influences. I know Jones, here it is, but you know that I love you.
And I guess I shed it for tears. Told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. For another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Take a fool and lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Another love PKO. Oh, 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 think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl?
Never want